subject, newlyweds, cheating, baby on the way. Dear Stephen Shirley, my name is Jade, and I have been married now for 2 months. My husband and I are living in two different states because he is in the military. About a month ago, I got a text message from a number that I did not know saying, and I quote, "While you were busy last night, I was busy having sex with your husband. Not the first time, not going to be the last time."
Wow.
Now, not thinking that would be true because my husband and I have been together for over 3 years and I have never had any problems like this, I decided to call my husband and ask him if that was true or not. Instead of getting a no like I expected, he wouldn't say yes or no. He said, "You shouldn't have to ask me such questions," and he started to get really defensive about the whole situation. I tried to call the number back multiple times, and she just kept telling me she was my husband's girlfriend. My husband would not give me a straight answer on whether or not he had actually cheated on me. After a week of trying to get answers, he admitted to me over a text that he did, in fact, cheat on me. At that point, I told him I was done with our marriage, and 2 days later, he came back and said he never did anything and he doesn't want me to leave him. His mother also told me that I shouldn't leave him, even if he did cheat on me, because I married him and needed to just deal with it.
Wow.
I also had my own family get mad at me for saying I was leaving him. After deciding I needed to get more information, I went through his email and his Facebook and phone records and found out this has been going on for at least 1.5 years before he even joined the military 9 months ago. Not only has he been talking to other girls and sending nude pictures and receiving them, he has been doing that with multiple guys as well. After gathering all the proof I needed, my husband told me none of that was true and started to flat out lie about it all. Then about a week ago, I got a phone call from a girl I know, and she told me that she was pregnant with my husband's baby. Apparently, when he was at home for 2 weeks in December, the night before we got married, he hooked up with her while he was out with friends. She is also his ex-girlfriend. And now through this whole situation, I don't know what to do. I have changed my life plans for him and made decisions based on him. I don't know what to do. Should I try to work things out and keep the benefits that I have with the military, or should I give it up because he obviously isn't going to change? Please give me your advice. This is a bunch of foolishness right here. I mean, no wife should ever, ever have to go through what you're going through or what you're dealing with in this situation. The only thing good I say is at least you found out early in the marriage. You've only been married to him 2 months. Your so-called husband is out of control. He's disrespecting you. He's disrespecting the marriage. He's acting like a single man, just wiling out, doing whatever he wants to do. You have all the proof. I don't know what more you need to realize that this marriage is not going to work. This is not going to work between the two of you. I don't care what his mother says. Just deal with it, even if he is cheating or your family telling you to stay with him. You have to do what you feel is best. And this is not right. This is absolutely not right. No one should have to put up with this. And least of all, you. Don't allow him to do this to you. Don't allow it to be done to you. You got to get out of this situation. Steve, she's got to get out.
I don't know what the hell going on. There's so much going on.
Too much.
You got a lot of evidence. I try to help a bro out, but man, I try to give a brother the benefit of the doubt, but man, I try to say, well, if you ain't seen him or heard him, maybe it ain't, but man, it's just too much going on in here. First of all, where this lady get your number from? See, that's what I you know, for her to get your number, where she get it from? She has to know this man. Anybody just calling you out the blue? But then the numbers, the text you got say, "While you was busy last night, I was busy having sex with your husband. Not the first time, not going to be the last time." Ooh. Well, I mean, lady, come on. Look, I'm not going to tell you to get a divorce, but I am going to tell you something. I mean, what you're feeling is absolutely correct. I mean, this dude is guilty. There's no way around this. You know, this is some damaging charges. You know, you try, when the lady called you and told you that she was sleeping with your husband last night, you approached your husband about it, and instead of getting a no like you expected, he wouldn't say yes or no. He said, "You shouldn't have to ask me such questions." Well, that's a true statement. You shouldn't have to ask him such questions. But you are, though.
Yeah.
And so now let's deal with it. Then you tried to call the number back multiple times, and she just kept telling me she was my husband's girlfriend. My husband wouldn't give me a straight answer on whether or not he'd actually cheated on me, but then after a week of trying to get answers, he admitted to me over a text that he did, in fact, cheat on me.
Yeah.
Through a text. Then you told him you was done with the marriage, and 2 days later, he came back and said he never did anything, and he doesn't want me to leave him. His mother also told me that I shouldn't leave him, even if he did cheat on me, because I married him and needed to just deal with it.
What?
You know, it's kind of tough, man, when women pass this type of behavior on to their daughters. You know, accept it, deal with it,
yeah.
Make it work, see what's happening. I think you have to teach your daughters differently. I think that you have to teach your daughters about standards and requirements and make them have these guys be accountable to those standards and requirements. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to stop. I'm not saying you have to leave him, but in order for you not to leave him, X, and X has to happen.
Mm.
And if it don't, then leave. You know, if you want to give it a chance. But I think you've given it a chance, but you only been married 2 months. Hell, you can get an annulment.
Mm-hmm.
You out. You out quick with an annulment.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.